Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and today we are going to be talking about VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. That's the program there that they're going to be talking about this morning, and we're very pleased to be joined by Payson Maydew. Payson is an adjunct instructor in the School of Business at Emporia State University. Payson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
No, yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about VITA here, and this is a Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. This is something that's not new. It's been very successful in the past. Let's briefly, I guess, go over exactly what the VITA program is.
Absolutely. So, so the IRS has had this Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and they also do tax counseling for the elderly. And they've been doing this for over 50 years now, and we've had it at Emporia State. Even back when I was a student, I was enrolled at Emporia over a decade ago now, and I was able to volunteer with this program, and it's awesome to get student exposure to some tax assistance and getting some real world experience with some of those high impact learning opportunities. And so the VITA program, it is for taxpayers who generally make around $60,000 or less, persons with disabilities. Limited English speaking taxpayers will provide all of those free tax preparation assistance for those individuals, couples in town and stuff, or in the area, students that can come down and utilize these services and such. So,
Payson, when it comes to, you mentioned here the high impact experiences that the students can get, I guess really without going into a whole ton of detail, even though we'd appreciate that, what are some of the different situations that come up that can really offer some unique training in this type of setting?
Yeah, so the IRS basically does they call it Link and Learn, and so they have this educational site where we can actually get students certified from a basic standpoint, an advanced tax preparation standpoint. They can get international or military certifications as well, and so not only can they come in to this program and get a type of certification for them to be able to help in future VITA programs or help get them kind of set up from a tax perspective to be able to help in that role, whether they are going to do it professionally or just potentially do it in their own lives and stuff, but they'll get to see some differing types of information and different fact patterns of different types of situations with taxpayers and such. And so so they would get that exposure and be able to, in some instances, talk and be with some of the people that are coming in, and they'll help to kind of provide some of those services, just in person. And so that's kind of the goal with the program. The tough thing the past few years with COVID is it's been a little bit more remote in nature, so we haven't had that face-to-face as much recently like it used to be a few years back and stuff. And so this is going to be kind of the last year that we're going to kind of do that. And so we're going to be offering kind of a hybrid model. And so for taxpayers to come in and utilize this service, they would just come to Kramer Hall. And so we're not, this is, like I said, probably the last year we're not going to have necessarily the traditional in-person appointments yet, but we're going to be able to have the everybody come in to Kramer Hall on room 421 on the fourth floor, and they'll be able to pick up some information packets. And either I'm usually here for a good portion of the day throughout the week, and we have students also available to answer questions. But then what we'll kind of have the students help with for this last year of this hybrid model, if you will, is they'll kind of help with correspondence. And so then if we, if someone would come in and bring this, get this quality review sheet, we kind of have everybody fill out an intake form with just some of their general information and things that will kind of show what their tax situation is this year. We'll have the students kind of go through that. And if there's things that we receive back from what people are dropping off for us that they're unsure about or whatnot, then we will be reaching back out and we'll be able to kind of start that conversation. And we're not necessarily opposed to having some special appointments here and there, but just kind of anytime passing the torch with this being kind of the first year back in Emporia and stuff, it's been a little bit challenging just as you pass off any type of program to somebody to kind of make sure everything's in place and getting the information and stuff that we need to make this successful. And so that's why this will probably be the last year, and then going forward, we'll be able to kind of operate in person again and then go from that.
And Payson Maydew is an adjunct instructor in the School of Business. This is the ESU Buzz, of course, bi-monthly here at KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9, talking about the VITA program. I believed I called it VITA at the top. Don't
either way.
Don't audit me for that. So Payson, you mentioned how this is going to work and who is eligible. So Kramer Hall, room 421, people basically drop their information off there and then we'll be told what to do. Then the returns are done. They'll be contacted. They come back and pick them up. Is that what we're looking at?
Absolutely. Yep. And so we'll kind of have some flyers going out through social media. And if anybody wants to just even Google the VITA program, typically the first link will go take you right to the IRS website, and it'll give you even some more information on before your visit, and you can kind of check in with like a what to bring checklist. There's a link on there as well, but there's also a sheet in here if they want to come in and pick up their intake form to take home and fill out. We'll have folders for everybody to put their information in and stuff, but that'll kind of go over some of that list of what to bring, including photo identification copies, proof of social security, maybe a copy of last year's return if possible, and then any other forms like your W-2s, any market health insurance forms and stuff like that. So yeah,
Payson, this is I have to ask just about how much information the students have available to them immediately, because we mentioned here about some of the different situations that they're going to come, and clearly at this stage of their careers not everything is probably ready in the brain right away. So I'm assuming that there's a fair amount of resources that are going to be in the room as they get these returns prepared.
Absolutely. And so again, kind of with this hybrid and normally with, with any time that we would, whether it be in person through this hybrid situation, I kind of am helping walk them throughout, along the way. And so they will have their resource guides, and they will go through the training, but you're right. Sometimes, go through the training, and then once you finally start getting your hands dirty and some of the work and stuff, yeah, you have questions and different things. And so we have volunteer resource guides for tax assistance for the kids for when they are helping to kind of prepare this. And then that's kind of why, I'm here. We've got another CPA that are going to help quality review these and stuff as well. So they're going to not only kind of, be able to work with me one-on-one from this high-impact learning class that we're going to have at Emporia that I'm leading, but as they go to prepare them, then they would kind of get that real-world experience like they would be if they were a tax consulting professional. And so they would, they'd take a stab at preparing it, and they would send it to me. I would get to, potentially do a quality. I would do a quality review of it, and then I'd be able to kind of mark and say, "Hey, this is where this might change, or we need to adjust this." Send it back to them, and that way they can kind of, adjust those and keep learning. And so we'll still have, some qualified quality review people on staff, including myself, to be able to make sure that the returns are done properly, and that way they're still, learning and getting to see a lot of different situations. Yeah.
It is the VITA program at Emporia State, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. This is free. And once again, Payson, who exactly is eligible?
So, yeah, eligible people for this is generally people who make, under $60,000 typically. And then, people with disabilities, limited English-speaking taxpayers, the elderly, anybody that wants to come in. Again, we will prepare just a lot of, basic returns or other things. And you can also find on that IRS website on the what to bring, yeah, and who qualifies to figure out, if you've got a little bit more complicated tax returns that we might ask you to seek, other professional preparers and stuff for. But generally the main things that we probably won't do is just any type of like business loss depreciation.
Yeah.
All
right. So let me ask you this, Payson. Are the students fired up about this? They excited?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. No, it's been fun, and some of them I got to teach in our federal income tax accounting course last semester too. So we've got some that have taken income tax, some that are new to it that are gonna get some firsthand experience with this, and so it's exciting. It's fun to be able to offer these, and any time that we can offer students these high impact learning opportunities to just kind of get them one step ahead in the working world, it really does bring a lot of excitement going forward. So it's a pretty fun thing to do.
Excited about preparing taxes.
Absolutely.
That's what we love to hear.
There Absolutely. You go. Especially this time of year.
All right.
That's right. 'Tis the season.
So, Payson, if people want more information, how can they get that?
they can go ahead and actually contact myself. My email is pmadu@emporia.edu, and then you can also feel free to contact either my office number, which is 620-341-6481, or even just contacting the business school in general. They can get in touch with Samantha or Rachel over here, and then they will be able to direct the questions accordingly to me to help out, to get anybody with questions answered. So,
well, great program, good opportunity for people. Hope they take advantage of it. Again, 620-341-6481. Payson, great job this morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Payson.
Awesome. No, it's always good to chat with you guys.
Have a great day. All right, Payson Maidu, who is adjunct instructor in the School of Business at Emporia State University, joining us on the ESU Buzz.